And we're back with Booze and Reviews, talking about Loki Episode 2. History lesson about Pompeii.
Yeah.
First, I thought this was going to be a historically, like, educational show.
It is
not. Episode 1 had D.B. Cooper, so now we know what happened there. And then Pompeii, I was like, this is exciting. This is going to be history lessons.
I mean, I watched the movie Pompeii, and that's not how it went down. Pretty sure they took some liberties.
Well, I mean, technically, we don't know for sure in Pompeii, just like we don't know with D.B. Cooper. Maybe Loki did show up and do some crazy stuff. But we'll get into that in a second. We're going to get into spoilers because this is a TV show, and it's only 40 minutes long, so we don't have time to just go over the bits and pieces of it. We're just going to spoil it. did you guys like it? Talk about that.
I really liked the second episode.
And that's Kyle. I forgot to introduce you guys again. So we got Kyle and Cole. And that's all who's here.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, crap. I got Joel. Yeah. I definitely need a VPN. All those ads I see on YouTube.
It's okay. I'm used to being forgotten.
That's depressing, but please don't bring it into the podcast. Or use that passion to become the best podcast.
Use it!
Use it!
Use your anger.
I'm okay with this episode. We'll rate it at the end, but we're going to get into spoilers from here on out. So I'm actually going to start with Joel here, like, being the resident nerd, and we got Lady Loki now. What do you think?
That confused me, actually. I was
sexually,
really
or what? I was so hoping you were going to say that, Joel.
That was good. That was so good, actually.
I'm like, please say what I think you're going to say.
I thought it was an interesting twist. I don't know, it's just one of those things where it definitely confused me. I am thrown through a loop on that, and no, not sexually. I thought it was a really good episode. It had a twist in there that I wasn't expecting. Still don't know if that twist is really going to pay off or not, but for this episode, I think it worked out really well.
Still no Baby Yoda.
No, there's no Grogu.
I will always call him Baby Yoda. I just don't even care. I know his name.
I'll just go ahead and be the dissenting opinion here, just because.
How are you dissenting? He's the only one that's gave one so far.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say what Joel said. I was not that intrigued. I thought, like, you gave us exposition in the first episode. Like, okay, exposition episode. Let's set this all up. That's fine. I get it. Now, like, most of episode 2, you're going to give me exposition 2. And I was like, okay. Like, I get it. This is the world you set up. You can stop telling me about it. Let's just, like, see people live in it. Where, like, by the time we got to the end, like, yeah, the Loki twist was kind of cool. But, like, they didn't give me enough to chew on for the rest of the episode that, like, it was hard for me to stay engaged. And I don't know.
And see, I'm going to slightly disagree with you there because I think this episode was – I was engaged with it. I love the Owen Wilson-Loki dynamic still. I think it really – like, I think that works really, really well. So it was a very entertaining episode. I think also the fact that, like, they're hiding an apocalypse. Apocalypse, and that's why they can't track them. I thought that was very clever. I think it actually adds up in the world. I'm like, oh, actually, that does make a lot of sense. And them testing it was hilarious. He's like, we're gonna start with small things. He's like, no, dude, I'm gonna go mess up some pigs or sheep, and I'm gonna scream at everyone. Like, I thought I was very entertained by it, and I thought the tension at the end, like, I was intrigued. And when it was Lady Loki, I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, I was not unsatisfied with this episode at all. Like, I was still like, all right, I'm ready for next week. Like, I'm excited to see where they go.
But, like, I signed on to see a Marvel show where I'm like, okay, Loki, God of Mischief. You know what I want to see him do? Desk work. Let's give him some papers, let him look through some files, maybe take about 20 minutes of our time talking about these files, maybe make him have some, like, little salad stuff, and then, you know, maybe he can walk around some more and talk to some of the people he talked to in episode 1. That's the vibe I got from this episode.
But see, I think what you're missing there is that dynamic between Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston's character. Like, what made that very mundane stuff go through is this: their characters being their characters and playing off each other and just being themselves. I found it enjoyable. So yes, what did we learn?
Like,
a ton? No, but did I find it entertaining? Yes.
as much as, yes, it was enjoyable, you don't watch these shows just for the character dynamics.
Hey, hey, I think he agreed with me.
I don't think even Joel knows he agreed with you.
Like, I'm just going to spit it out there and see where it goes.
What side am I on again?
I'm just a punching bag for you guys.
Verbally.
Sick of it.
How much is that taken for you to figure out? Too many, Joel. Too many is the answer. No, Joel, continue your opinion, but I value it. Come on.
No, like,
come on, little buddy.
What? You say it after you just ripped into me. I guess kind of like normal, I'm a little bit in between you guys. I think the dynamics between Owen Wilson's character and Loki are absolutely great. I absolutely love it. I didn't necessarily love the whole salad thing necessarily. I was kind of like that. Owen Wilson there. I did not understand where the hell he was going with that whole thing. And it was extra long. Like,
right.
I was like, what are you trying to get at?
It might have been good if the metaphor actually would have worked, but like it really didn't
right.
at all.
I feel like he just wanted to salt and pepper that salad. He's just sitting there like, yee.
I think he just wanted to be mischievous without magic for a little bit or something. I don't know.
I think Loki just wanted to F with this dude's salad. So I kind of laughed at it. Because, like, literally,
yeah.
I don't think he even had a metaphor.
Right, I'm
laughing because I think I'm like, this guy's just purposely.
Time, but at the same time, they treated it like he was trying to be serious. So it's like, I don't know. If they would have made it like, oh, yeah, he's just obviously trying to mess with the salad, it would have had more of a payoff for me. But
they should
have
had this little scene
end,
where
Apple
he just cracked
going,
up laughing.
What? You know, like. But yeah, that kind of stuff, I enjoyed that, but, I mean, yeah, it's just, there was a little bit too much of it for me in this episode, but it was still a good episode
for
me.
Especially when
it's
only like a 30-40 minute episode, where even...
Yeah, because there's 22 and a half minutes of credits at the end of all of it.
I know, but even when they go on that first mission that Loki botches by, like, talking and stalling, I was like, oh, we're going to go out in the field. We're going to see something. It's like, so he talks and stalls for, like, apparently no reason. Like, he didn't benefit at all from just, like, stalling and letting the person get away.
If he was really, like, I feel like Loki could have come up with something better than that, because I was even thinking, like, okay, this is totally not real. Like, Loki is not really going to do what he says he's going to do, like... He should be better at lying, if he's Loki.
I just didn't...
I don't know, I'm stupid and gullible, I bought into it.
I just didn't see the
point.
From Loki's perspective, like, oh, I'm gonna make sure that they don't catch the other me that I'm trying to catch to get with whatever. Like, I'm not setting up any mischief even, like, I'm just gonna stall them until they get mad at me.
I think we also gotta remember, too, and I think we
like,
forget
stab
this.
Them.
Just stab him, and that will solve all your problems.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that this is still Loki, like, literally probably, what, a week after the events of the original Avengers?
Yeah,
like,
right.
This is a very young Loki from what we're
Yeah, this is the
to.
Big bad Loki that didn't turn good.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Big bad Loki, did you see what the Hulk did to him in Avengers, like, a week ago? He's probably still concussed.
Okay, yeah. So, if he went through that, I mean, like... And he's still alive, you'd think that no one could really beat him up. I mean, if you could get smashed by the Hulk and not die.
Loki beat him up with, like, three different people.
I know.
But, again, Loki doesn't have his powers. Yeah, like, he's basically just immortal.
He did have his
like,
powers
yeah,
when
he,
they went out.
He has powers when they're in the field, he has powers.
Yeah.
Well, then... That's just stupid. Then I hate this guy. No, I know he has his powers, but I always felt
See,
like
but,
maybe
the, well,
that's
the Loki.
I always think like they always had a resilience. I don't. He maybe have some of it. I don't know.
The Loki
maybe
of the first
it.
Avengers was like way cooler than the Loki that they're presenting now. Just saying.
Yeah, but he also had the.
That's where some of my Infinity Stone.
Yeah, he did have an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, I guess
Which
that's where some of
nothing.
My issues come up. That's where some of my issues with the show come up, is because like I'm still getting the feeling like he's the Loki that sacrificed himself and everything. Like, he's still, I don't know. To me, he's portraying himself as
but that. But he's not that person. Like, just like Gamora is not the same person anymore.
Right.
That fell in love with Peter Quill.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm not able to buy into the whole fact that this is right after Avengers Loki.
I mean, they set it up literally in Endgame, like we all saw it.
No,
I know, he's saying the character seems more like the later Loki than the earlier Loki.
Yeah.
Which I would agree with.
Yeah.
I guess it would be, I mean, it is hard to kind of like take away after years. Because Avengers came out in 2012, we're in 2021, and you're asking us to like put our minds back when we were just children, basically.
Well, you did see his whole life play out, so maybe he just...
All you gotta do is switch two numbers.
One and two. Two and one.
Coincidence? I think not.
I guess, yeah, I guess my issue with the show so far, at least for the first two episodes, especially the second episode, is I want to see some shit go down. Like, I just want to see, you know, stuff happen. It seems like... What?
I thought you were done. Continue.
Oh. I want to see Loki do Loki things and kill some people and do magic and fool people and then kill them more. Like, let's see it.
But you also got to remember this, too, and I think we forget about this in the first episode. He did see how it all ends up and where his life goes. I think that would mess with someone and maybe change. Yeah, do I trust this guy at all? Not even a little bit. But would that kind of affect his life? He found out he was the reason why his mother ends up dead. He found out he died being a hero, like trying to take down Thanos. I mean, when you see all that, maybe that, like you said, like he had great purpose. That was him in Avengers. And he found out what that purpose lead to. It kind of broke him in the first episode. Like, Owen Wilson was able to get under his skin. I still don't even remember the dude's name. I'm just going to call him Owen Wilson with a mustache. But, like, I feel like he's kind of breaking away early from what the rest of the movies had Loki end up being.
Okay, time out. Yeah. Total sidebar here. Now, this Loki isn't even the Loki from the end of episode
this
one.
This is an alternate timeline. We can't have those.
Well, apparently, at the end of this episode, the timeline gets bummed. I'm so excited for the next episode. They're probably going to explain that.
No. Seriously, though. At the end of episode one, the person was in a red hood, weren't they? It was red?
I think it was black, and I think the fire just black, made it look red. I think red. It was just fire. It was black.
It was I thought it was red. I thought there was going to be another one. Damn it.
So, question.
Oh, yeah, there you got shot. Shit.
How do these variants come about as far as the Lokis? Because I understand the Loki that we're following because the Avengers went back through time, and so that changed the course of things, so he's a variant because he wasn't supposed to escape then. But what about, how did the other variants come about? How do they just do what's not supposed to be done, and so the time people are after them?
Well, yeah. I think the idea behind this, and I'll have to wait till the next episode, but my theory is... the TVA is this all-powerful thing that's actually controlling things that maybe they're not all they're cracked up to be. And just maybe, those variants aren't what we think they are. Some variants are good, according to TVA, and some are bad.
But okay. How do they come about, is
so
my
like,
question.
Okay.
We don't know the answer to
time
that,
out,
though.
Time out. So
we just don't have any...
Let me phrase Kyle's question. So, like, we saw where Loki broke off from the timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the variance was created, so we know, like, he's a variant. This girl? Like, are we talking about, like, I don't know, like,
she was
when mommy and daddy love each other very much, things just happen a little differently, and now we get a girl one instead, like, it happened then?
Let's just, here's how we can figure this out. Let's rate the episode now, and we'll go to the next episode. We'll do a podcast on that, and we can hash this out after that. Joel, are you dead?
No.
What? Did you do some coke?
Just a quick little snort. All of a sudden, Joel's like wiping his nose. His eyes are bloodshot.
And his camera went off suspiciously right before that.
No. Work is texting me, sorry.
Oh, I thought you seemed pretty excited there for a little bit.
It's like 10 o'clock at night, Joel.
So?
11 o'clock on the East Coast.
When I'm the general manager, work never sleeps.
Okay. I'm a sales guy. You know how I, you know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So but how anyway, about we make sorry. This episode? Cause I don't think I think we kind of touched the major points because it was kind of a build up episode. Like I said, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy watching it. I wasn't like ever sitting there bored. So I'll give it. I'll give, crap. I still gotta give it 6 out of 5. 6.5 out of 10.
Six out of five. Nice.
I was gonna say 6.5, and I'm like, wait, they're gonna be confused over there, especially Kyle and Joel with their terrible math skills. Joel, I added Kyle in there so you didn't feel so bad, okay? Get over it.
I don't want to be grouped in with him.
I'm just kidding. Okay, Joel. Wow. I see how it is.
I'm just kidding, Kyle. I'm honored to be grouped with you as an idiot.
This is why you get crapped on, Joel.
Still don't feel good about that, Joel.
You and Kyle could have joined forces, Avengers style, to destroy me. Instead, Joel's like, oh, it's okay, Kyle. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm better off as a loner. Okay, Han Solo.
I mean, I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I won't go too low on this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. I bet you I'm going to hate the next episode, though.
Well, I bet you will.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10, depending on how good the next episode is.
So are you. I'm going to come back to you on that, Kyle. I'm going to ask you, how do you rate it now? Did everyone rate it? Are we good here? Yep.
Wait, so far, what'd you say, Joel?
Huh?
What'd you say?
7.
Oh, okay.
So we got 2 7, so Joel and Kyle, and I got a 6.5, and Cole, of course, has to go the lowest because he's trying to play golf score with us.
Yeah, but, and I won.
That's always what he does.
I know. He's like, and then the ones you don't think is here, he's like, I'm going to give it a 12 dude, out of 1,000.
Just because I like the Star Wars prequels more than you guys, you've never forgiven me.
Wait, time out. The only one I hate with the bleeding passion is Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, and I still rated it higher than you.
I don't even hate Attack of the Clones with a bleeding passion. It's just the worst one out of the three.
And literally, if you would have chopped away a bunch of stuff, it was a great movie. That's what makes me. That's why I hate it. It's like, it was a great movie here. Anyway, so we rated it. Stay tuned for episode 3 coming in 45 seconds.